Unit 23. Is office gossip helpful or hurtful? Do you take part in office gossip? I don't like to think of myself as a gossip, but I have to admit I often do it. In my turbulent industry, I justify my behavior, perhaps wrongly, by reasoning that gossip helps me get information and figure out what is going on. Amid a rise in office gossip, researchers are disagreeing over whether it is fundamentally good or bad. Some defend it as a way of building bonds among people and sharing essential information. But others hold that office gossip can be savage and destructive, as the New York Times reports. At one company, printingforless.com, which has a strict no-gossip policy, gossiping about colleagues can become a firing offense. In one case analyzed in a scholarly journal, middle school teachers' gossip about their principal became so poisonous that the principal retaliated. Many teachers fled the school and students' test scores declined. In this case, gossip amounted to a form of warfare that brought everyone down. On the other hand, less malignant gossip that stops short of repeating lies or breaching confidences can serve as a source of understanding. Gossip helps us analyze the motivations of other people and enables those low on the food chain, in particular, to understand how power is used in their organizations, says this New York Times article. It is relaxing, it brings people together, and as a pastime, it beats gambling, drinking, or doing drugs, this reasoning holds. Whatever side you take, gossip is here to stay. It is a universal human practice, and it is too complex to say it is either good or bad, a University of Colorado researcher says. When researchers at Case Western University asked students to cite lessons they had learned from gossip, the students gave these examples. Infidelity will eventually catch up with you, and cheerful people are not necessarily happy. This positive dimension of gossip was featured recently in the newsletter Work and Family Life. I have seen gossip help coworkers in some places where I have worked, giving rise to compassion or offers of support when someone is going through hard times. On the other hand, I have also seen gossip, over an office romance, for example, distract people from their work and even force unwanted transfers.